Hallelujah. That blood, thank God. Thank God for the blood. Pastor Venema talked about the blood of Jesus this morning, you know, before we had communion. And thank God for communion. You know, we came together to break bread because God is faithful. He's faithful and true. Hallelujah. He's good. All right, I have some food for thought tonight. Let's see if I can get it. This is entitled, "So I Will Sing Praise to Your Name Forever." Psalms 61, verse 8. Someone just paid $1.5 million for a ruined violin that can't be played. Its value isn't in its musical quality, but in its history. For it was played the last time in April 1912 by a doomed musician named Wallace Hartley. He was aboard the Titanic. Hallelujah. Hartley and his fellow musicians reportedly played "Near My God to Thee" as the vessel slipped beneath the icy North Atlantic. Hartley's body was recovered 10 days later with his violin strapped to him. God's children never know when we'll sing our last song on this earth, but we know that because of Christ, we will be part of an endless choir in the heavens. The psalmist said, I will give praise to thee for thy name forever. Since heaven is a literal place, and since we'll have resurrected bodies, we'll all be capable of singing and rejoicing and praising. It's not that heaven is merely a never-ending church service. The new heavens and the new earth are literal places with never-ceasing meaningful activities, and praise will be a rich part of that activity. Our joy, there will be endless, our joy that will be unending and unsinkable. Amen? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God for his joy and for his peace. Hallelujah. Now, tonight we're going to look back in the book of Genesis. We talked about Enoch, didn't we? Enoch was a man that walked with God. He loved God and he walked with God. He did the will of God. Genesis 5, verse 21. Let's look at that. Genesis 5, verse 21. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Yeah, he's good. And he's faithful. And it's true. Genesis 5:21. He lived 65 years and he got Methuselah. Now, the name Methuselah really meant something. I mean, his name meant deluge, which means a flood. A flood shall be sent when he dies. So after Methuselah died, the flood was supposed to come, and it did come. But the people were so wrapped up and tied up in sin. They really were. So we believe that Methuselah was a living, walking testimony that judgment was coming upon the earth because of its terrible wickedness. However, only Noah and his family believed. So the flood came a little less than 1,000 years after Methuselah was born. So Methuselah lived to be what? 969 years old. The oldest man that's recorded in the Bible. He was the oldest man. Hallelujah. And he was the son of Enoch, a man that walked with God. Now, you know, I said it was two men that the Old Testament talked about walked with God. Enoch was one, and he didn't die, did he? What happened to him? God took him, didn't he? God took him, my God, which is wonderful. He walked with God, and God took him. Now, Noah walked with God. Let's look at Genesis chapter 6. Gonna begin reading at verse 5. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Jesus talked about the days of Noah. Jesus mentioned this in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24, verses 35 through 39. Listen to what Jesus said. Because some people say, well, there wasn't no such thing as a flood. Yes, it was. Amen. It was a flood. And it killed out everything that wasn't in the ark. Isn't that right? Why? Because of sinful man. Man was sinful. Man disobeyed God. And God had to do something. And he did something. See, God doesn't play. God said what he meant and meant what he said. He doesn't mince words. So let's see what Jesus said about the days of Noah. Jesus himself talked about it. 24:35. Amen. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. God's word is forever settled in heaven. Isn't that right? Amen. What God said is true. God cannot lie. God cannot fail. He cannot make a mistake. So we can depend on God because he's faithful and true and just. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. All right? But of that day and hour, hallelujah, thank God. Don't no man know the day and the hour when the Son of Man coming, does it? Does it? Amen. Angels in heaven don't know the day he's coming, but he's coming. He's coming. He's coming and he's coming soon. We can look at the signs and see that he's coming soon. Isn't that right? But what is he coming after? What's the Lord coming when he come? Back the first time, he's coming after his people, isn't that right? To resurrect the saints. Amen. Coming to rapture his people. Amen. He's coming after people that's looking for him, a people that's ready to meet him. Are you ready tonight? Do you really know the Lord? I mean, if you know him, you know him, don't you? And the Bible says the Lord knoweth them that are his. God knows who his people are, and we know the Lord. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, my sheep, hear my voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. Amen. Hallelujah. We know his voice, and he know our voice. Jesus know us by name. He know our address, phone number, everything about us. Isn't that right? Amen. Because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. If we could just really, really get this in our heads, in our minds, in our hearts, rather. But Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. What does that mean? He's with us all the time. And we can depend on him, can't we? What can we depend on him for? Any and everything. That's exactly right. Any and everything. Because he's faithful. And the Lord wants us to depend upon him. He wants us to follow him closely, not at a distance, But he wants us to walk close to him. Amen? Like the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. In other words, he wanted to know him intimately. He wanted a close walk with God. I believe what Paul wanted is every time the Lord, as he was leading him, Paul would just take a step. Jesus would take a step. Paul stepped right in his track, so to speak. You understand what I'm saying? Walking close to the Lord, that I may know him. Do you want to know him? I want to know him tonight. Amen. And I have a birthday today. God, I'm getting old. But thank God for letting me live to be this age. I want to please him. I really do. I want to please the Lord more than anything else. Hallelujah. He's got to be first in our lives, isn't that right? He's got to be first. Amen. I mean, we love one another, but we got to love God above that. Isn't that right? Jesus talked about that. He talked about, in other words, the way we love him compared to the way we love him to others, it's like hating. He said, except you hate your brother and sister and so forth and so on. Now, he didn't mean literally hate him, but in other words, our love for him got to be so strong that it's like, in other words, loving something else to be like hate. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm just saying? Do you understand what I said? Amen. So God's love, our love for God have got to be pure. Isn't that right? It's got to be, the Bible said, thou shalt love, when they came to Jesus on one occasion, said, what is the first and great commandment? Jesus said, hear, O Israel, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, what? All thy heart. And that's some of it now. Not God, you can't serve God half-heartedly. It's either all the way or not at all. What's the first and great command? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And the second is like, namely, unto it. What? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I mean, it's getting down with it, isn't it? I mean, amen. And then it goes on to say, to love our enemies, doesn't it? So we love our enemies. We pray for them that God would save them and deliver our enemies, don't we? I'm talking about unsaved folks. I'm talking about now, you know. Hallelujah. Because a true person not going to hate a saint, isn't that right? A person that loves God, we're going to love each other, love one another. Jesus said, a new command I give unto you, what? That you love one another. As I have also loved you, that ye love one another. And listen to what he said. By this shall all men know what? Ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to the other. And if you have love one to the other, it's going to show, isn't that right? Yeah. I believe it's going to show. You can't have love in you and it not show. I mean, love will bubble over, it'll flow out. It'll be manifested. Made known, revealed love, the love of God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for his love and his mercy and for his compassion, for his hand of deliverance. Glory be to God. He's so faithful. He's faithful and true and just and holy. So, the flood, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, read that. Yes. Heaven and earth is going to pass away. My word is going to abide. My word abides forever. Isn't that right? My word shall not pass away. All right. But of that day and hour knoweth no man.
No, not the angels of heaven.
And no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father. Noah word. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Jesus talked about the days of Noah. As the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. As it was in the days that were before the flood. They were doing something, weren't they? eating. My God. And look at it today. Can't you see? It's a hamburger joint, but you can find something to eat almost anywhere, can't you? All over the place. They were eating. And they're eating today, aren't they? A lot of people are gluttons. You know, the Bible tells us to talk to his people, say, take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting. That's overeating now. Surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. And so what? That day come upon you unawares, yes. That day come upon you unawares. Amen. Satan's a liar. God will help us to get the word out, isn't that right? We're going to get the word out because God is going to help us. We're going to lean in upon him, trust in him fully. Hallelujah. And that's the two verses I want for this year. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. What? And he shall direct thy path. Will he do that?
Yes.
How many of y'all know he'll do that?
Yes.
Why will he do that? He's a man of his word. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot make a mistake.
Amen.
But these people, the days of Noah, Jesus talked about it. They were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. They did it right up until Noah. And Noah built an ark, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
On dry land. You find ark in the Bible two times. It's what ark that Noah built. And you know when Moses was put in that little basket, it was called an ark. Amen. Hallelujah. So, glory be to God. Noah believed God. God spoke to Noah and told Noah because the people were so wicked, he was going to destroy man. Isn't that right? And the beasts and all this stuff. Hallelujah. Because of their wickedness, because of their sin. Their hearts were evil continually. That's all they thought about, doing evil. And two of the things that was back there, and it's even the same today. It was sexual sin and violence. Hallelujah. And you can see it today. It's running rampant. It's running rampant. Thank God. But God have a people, thank God, that have taken a stand for truth. God have a people that love him and will obey him. God have a people that will stand up for the truth.
Amen?
Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Make you, we're free. And hallelujah. And we're free indeed. He whom the Son set free is free indeed. And you know what? It's a blessing to be free tonight. You know why? Because so many people are in bondage. So many people are bound. So many people, they don't know their right hand from their left hand. Amen. So many people, we're living in a time where the Bible say they were called evil good and good evil. We're living in those days. We're living in a time, my God, and they were called righteousness, unrighteousness, and unrighteousness, righteous. Just the opposite. Why? Because they're deceived by the devil. Amen. And the devil, he's a deceiver. Isn't that right? He'll trick people. He'll hoodwink you, so to speak. And he got people, hallelujah, believing a lie that they might be damned. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. We can have life tonight. And we do have life, don't we? We that know God, we have life. But hallelujah. But the people that don't have it, we are to let our light shine so they can see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Thank God. Hallelujah. Give God some praise, saints. Give him some praise. He's due our praise tonight. He's due our honor. Hallelujah. He's due our respect. We love him tonight, don't we? Thank God to the extent that we'll do his will. And we're striving to do his will. But in the days of Noah, God's angry with sin. And the Bible said God is angry with the wicked, what? Every day. Isn't that right? He's angry with the wicked every day. Why? It's because wickedness displeased God. Sin, hallelujah, sin is missing the mark. Sin is going contrary to the will of God. And see, some people knowingly, isn't that right? They know what's right, but they turn from righteousness and go to unrighteousness. Why? Thank God, because they're deceived by the devil. But God is faithful. In the days of Noah, the people walked in sin. They hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But God is faithful. Glory be to God. In Noah's day, human depravity haven't changed. It's still through lust, sexual and violence that evil finds unrestrained expression. Today, immorality, ungodliness, pornography, and violence dominate our societies. Matthew 24, verse 37 to 39, and Romans 1, verses 19 to 32. Hallelujah. God is faithful tonight, saints. God is good. Genesis 6, chapter verse 6. Let's look at that. Let's read that. I think you read it before, but let's read. Look at that. Genesis 6, verse 6. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Grieved him at his heart. It grieved God at his heart. The word grieve indicates that because of the tragic sin of the human race, God's disposition was changed toward them. His attitude of mercy and patience turned to one of judgment. Isn't that right? And you can see this with Israel, can't you? See, as long as Israel obeyed God and walked right before God, nothing could overrun them. No nation could overtake them or destroy them. But when they would turn from God and turn to wickedness, God would let their enemies rise up and overtake them, wouldn't it? Defeat them. Hallelujah. But when they would turn back to God, God would come back and deliver them and bless them. Hallelujah. So why not continue with God? What God wants us to do. Even today, I tell you, we have people that say they know God, but in works, they deny him. Isn't that right? Amen. See, if you know God, hallelujah. Jesus said, if you love me, what? Keep my commandments. Isn't that right? Amen. Amen. That's right. And they're not grievous, are they? Thank God. If you love me, if we love him, we'll keep his commandments. Now, we'll do what he said. We'll do what he said. And we love to do what he said. No, when you really become a real Christian, you love God's commandment. But it's not easy, is it? I mean, we have opposition. We have trials. We have tests. We have temptation. But Jesus is right there with us. But see, what he wants us to do when these things come, pray to him. Turn it over to him. Not go to everybody and everything. And then after you find out it won't nothing work, then turn to him. He wants to turn to him first on it. Come to him first. Turn to him first. Look to him first. Trust him first. Hallelujah. And we'll see our families come in. Amen. As we please God and get his will done, we'll see souls saved. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's all about, living for the Lord and souls being saved. Because heaven is beautiful. Heaven is precious. Heaven is real. All good things are in heaven, but there's a hell. Isn't that right? Now, some preachers preach only on heaven, you know, and good things. No, you got it. If you preach on heaven, you better preach on hell. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Jesus talked a lot about hell, didn't he? He spoke about heaven, but he also talked about hell. What did Jesus say about hell? Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He talked about hell just like he talked about heaven. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What did he say? What did Jesus say about hell? He talked about the rich man, didn't he? Remember that? He talked about Lazarus? Yeah, Lazarus and that rich man, didn't he? Hallelujah. How that Lazarus was a beggar. Poor beggar. And this rich man had plenty. He fared sumptuously. He had more than enough. And this poor man, this beggar, the dogs licked his sores. But my. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That this poor man knew the Lord, didn't he? This poor, and the poor man, the beggar, died. And he was taken by the angel into Abraham's bosom. Then later on, this rich man died. And what did Jesus say? In hell, he lifted up his eyes. That's what Jesus said, didn't he? In hell, he lifted up his eyes. And he was tormented in the flames. But he saw Lazarus afar off in Abraham's bosom. And he began to talk. See, this is real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is real, saints. We know it, don't we? Because how do we know this? Because we know the Lord. We don't just know about him. Job said, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. Isn't that right? I see you. Thank God. And sometimes when you start reading the scripture, you might have to take like a telescope and to look, you know what I'm saying? But then you keep reading and studying and praying, then you turn the microscope down on it. Isn't that right? That's hallelujah. And that's what we'll do when we walk with God. Enoch walked with God. And God took him. Amen. God's taking us on up the road. He's taking us higher to higher heights and deeper depth in him. God want to, like Pastor Benjamin talked about the revival. Hallelujah. Amen. It's left up to us, isn't it? We're the ones that got to get right with God, make things right with God. When we do that, we'll see revival. Thank God. Hallelujah. And we want to see revival, don't we? Why do we want to see revival? Because we love God and we love the souls of men, women, boys, and girls, don't we? Yes. You cannot love God without loving your fellow men, without loving people, can't you? Yes. You can't. You might sit around all day and say, oh, I love God. Oh, I love God. Oh, I love God. But if you love God, you're going to love more than God. Amen. You're going to love your fellow man. You're going to love people. And you want to see souls brought into God's kingdom. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. Well, Jesus talked about hell, how this rich man, he saw Lazarus afar off in Abraham's bosom. And he said, Father Abraham. He called him Father now. He wasn't his father, but Father Abraham, send Lazarus. He wanted him just to dip his finger in some water, just put on his tongue. He said, I'm tormented in these flames. But Abraham said, no. Uh-uh. And he reminded him, said, how you had all these good things in Lazarus, you know, before, didn't, hallelujah. But now, Lazarus is comforted. Thank God. But he was tormented in the flames of hell. And once you get there, you know, getting out. Isn't that right? See, some people teach annihilation. In other words, they say, well, it's not going to buy nobody going to hell. They say, you're just going to burn up and that's all it is. You know, it's not true. No, it's not true. Jesus said, hallelujah. Jesus talked about, where the worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. Amen. The worm not going to die, the fire not going to be quenched. In other words, hell is eternity. When people are cast, and hell was what made for who? The devil and his angels. Isn't that right? Hell was made for the devil and his angels, but the Bible said, therefore hell have enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. Why? Because people are intruding. They're sticking their nose in somewhere within bone. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. Thank God. But there's so many people, my God, that's following Satan and following sin, that love the works of the devil. Hallelujah. And in hell is where they're headed. And we're doing our best. The two Christians, we're doing our best. We're praying. And we're witnessing. Isn't that right? To help them, our families and different people we come in contact with, we're witnessing to help them to get out, get them away from hell. But now, to witness to people, he that wins souls is wise. Isn't that right? We have to love them. Amen. We got to love souls to win souls. Amen. You don't go throwing rocks in the pond. I've seen some people call themselves witnessing, and they start, oh, you're going to hell. Well, the person not saved, they probably know it. You know, it doesn't not right with God. But why should... That's not the way you witness. How did Jesus witness to the woman of Samaria, huh? What did Jesus say when they caught the woman in adultery? He loved it, didn't he? We got to love. Love wins. Hallelujah. So in the days of Noah, they walked in sin. And God brought a flood. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. And Noah preached 120 years. Long time, isn't it? He preached 120 years telling the people it was going to rain. But, you know that they laughed at Noah. So he that silly-headed man, he's crazy. He and his sons out there building this big old boat on dry land. But God has spoken to Noah. So when God speak to you and you know God has spoken to you, you can believe, you can just stay right there, can't you? You can stand on that. Because God, you know God's faithful and he's true. And he'll do what he's a man of his word. Amen. So Noah kept on preaching, kept on believing God. And God told Noah exactly how to build the ark and put that window in there, you know. Mm-hmm. And the window, like I say, they said, went all the way around. It was three stories. The ark was three stories. And the window was all the way around. Why? For air, ventilation. All those animals was in there. Mm-hmm. See? So therefore, by having all that ventilation, it didn't smell bad in there. Because there are some stadiums today that they build that way. Well, they have a lot of animals, and they have a big old window and all, and they say you can go in there and eat. I hear people say that. In a place to eat, and it's fine. See? But see, God gave the wisdom, didn't he, in how to do this. Hallelujah. Thank God. And he had a door, one door. Hallelujah. And when God told Noah and his family after he did all this preaching and the people rejected, God told Noah, get in the ark. He and his family get in the ark. And God shut the door. Isn't that right? See, because Noah, if Noah had been able to open that ark, he might have tried to, but God shut the door. But see, after the ark was completed, God let the door stay open 7 days more, giving the people a time, a chance to repent and come to their senses and come in the ark. Hallelujah. That was the only safety zone, the ark. And people missed it. They missed it. They missed God. And they're missing God today. Isn't that right? But saints, let's be loving and kind. Let's be gentle. Let's witness. By first living a life, let people look at our life and see Jesus. Isn't that right? Amen. Then when we have to talk, God will give us what to say. Lord, I give you a mouth and wisdom that your adversaries won't be able to gainsay nor to resist. Isn't that right? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord. Come on, give God some praise. Yes. God is so good. Let's trust the Lord, saints. Let's obey God. Let's continue in his word that we'll be his disciples indeed. Hallelujah. Verse 7. The Lord said, I will destroy a man whom I have created from the face of the earth. The wickedness of man had become so great. Sin has to be judged, and invariably will be judged. Amen. God is good, isn't he? Amen. I'm going to stop right there tonight. God is good. Amen. Saints of God, we're living, as Pastor Venables said, we're living in the last of the last days. Isn't that right? Amen, which means the Lord could come any time. He could. I mean, so let's make sure that we are ready, that we're living for the Lord, striving to do His will each day. And saints, this week, let's pray. Let's talk to the Lord. Let's ask God to help us to please Him. Let's ask God to be a true witness for Him each day. Amen. To whoever He let us come in contact with. People come in contact with us, that they'll feel pleasant. They'll feel some peace. You know, you understand what I'm saying? In other words, God's people are not all edgy. You know, you understand what I'm saying? And cantankerous. Amen. Amen. God wants us to be, hallelujah, gentle. Isn't that right? Y'all understand what I'm saying? He wants us to be Christians, to follow Him each day. Amen. And the disciples were called what? Christians. First at Antioch. Why? That's right. Christ-like. They did the same thing Christ did. Isn't that right? And they called them Christians. And we're Christians today, aren't we? Amen. Because we're striving to do the will of God. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. He's faithful. Got a song with us. Amen. Continue to pray for Pastor Venable and Sister Venable and the family. That God would save their family, bring them in, bring them on in, you know, and save them to the utmost, and for our families to be, and help us to, Lord, help us to love one another, Lord, as You have loved us. Hallelujah. That people will see. Lord, fill this place up, Lord. Fill them up, Lord God, with honest hearts, Lord God, with, hallelujah, hungry hearts, honest hearts, Lord God. People that want to follow You, want to obey You, want to do Your will. Bring them in, Lord, by Thy Spirit, Lord. Save souls, Lord God, such as should be saved, for You're faithful and true, Master. Amen. Amen.
In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, just give me Jesus. When I am alone, when I am alone, oh, when I am alone, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. Jesus, You can have all this world, just give me Jesus. Die. Oh, when I come to die, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. this world. Just give me Jesus.
Show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Amen.
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 God is good, isn't
it?
Oh, I tell you, the word of God is so rich and pure and powerful, isn't it? If we'll just take heed to it, amen, we'll grow up and be real sons and daughters of God, won't we? And that's what God's calling for. He's calling for sons and daughters of God, true sons and daughters of God. Amen. He's faithful. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love and your grace, for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness, Lord. Father, we've come tonight to praise, to honor, and to magnify your name, to worship thee in spirit and in truth, Lord. Just have your way in us, Lord. Use us, Lord, to glorify your name, to magnify your name, Lord, to put you first in our lives, God. Now, Lord, bless in this neighborhood. Go out into this neighborhood, Lord. God, save souls. Draw me in, Lord. Draw all that you want in this place. Draw them in. By thy spirit, Lord God, for you're faithful, Lord God. Yet I'm a kundal. Save, Lord God, to the utmost. Save us to the utmost and help us to be lights, Lord God, that when they come in, when you bring people in, Lord God, that we'll be Ula Mahanda Ukiete, Ula Mito Robasanda. Oh God, that we'll be La Manda La Ulya Rabahanda. Oh God, that there will be the blessing that you would have us to be, Lord God. Bless our families. Bring them all in, Lord God. Do it, Jesus. Not only our families, bless the saints of God all over the world. Meet the needs of your people, Lord. Keep us by the power of God. Help us to love thee and to love one another and to obey your voice, Lord God. Have mercy upon us, Lord God. Thank you for your compassion, Lord God, for your mercies are renewed every morning, God. Thank you for your peace, Master. Have your way in us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give us all a safe trip to our homes tonight. Victory in our homes. Give us peace, Lord. Thank you for victory, Lord. Lord, let us see your divine will done in our lives and in our homes, Lord God. Don't let us una makanda, oh mamido lo makanda, la bababiilo makanda. As Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, Lord. So help us in our homes, Lord God. Help us to lift the standard of truth, Lord God. Nada kido bukunda bahanda, doing the will of God from the heart. Thank you, Lord God, for all things in Jesus' name and for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Just shake hands and say, God is faithful.
God is faithful.
Isn't he faithful?